Snakes alive! I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. The Pacific island of Guam. There aren't a lot of birds in this paradise. 10 of the 12 native species were completely wiped out in the 80s when the island was invaded by an army that traveled on its belly, the brown tree snake. This voracious viper was introduced to the island accidentally just after World War II, probably on a cargo ship. On Guam, the snake has few predators, so not only can it attain a length of 10 feet, its ranks have swelled to a grotesque 3,000 snakes per square mile. With only 400 or so native birds remaining on Guam, University of Washington researchers are analyzing the impact on the island's forest ecosystem. The team reasoned that with a loss of birds, seed dispersion for trees could be affected. On Guam and the neighboring islands, they set up field tests to see, with and without birds, just how far the seed does fall from the tree. On Guam, there was no seed dispersion. They dropped right below the canopy and stayed there. On the other islands, seeds were scattered and the shells removed by the birds' digestive systems for better germination. Scientists suspect other effects too. But for now, the forests are threatened. And the irony is the creature causing it is called a brown tree snake. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.